Let's go. Fresh Tuesdays on 102.9, Namibia's Heart and Soul. We're bringing you the
vibes and it's all today. It's 7:51 right now on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. We've got an unpopular opinion on the floor this morning. And the unpopular opinion reads, getting dressed or undressed in front of your kids is not a big deal. It is normal.
As a parent, I don't dress in front of my kids. It's wrong. I want them to know from an early age that you shouldn't be seen, that it's inappropriate to be seen naked. I mean, even now, my girl is about 10 years old, and if I walk into the bathroom while she's bathing, she doesn't like it. Like, I have to knock first and so on, and even when she's dressing, I must knock in her at her room's door for to get her okay. So for me, that's a good sign that if somebody else, maybe she spends a weekend at someone else's house, like an uncle's or whatever, that she would know how to react in such a situation. She would know it's wrong for people to walk in while she's dressing. And that is the main reason why I don't dress in front of my kids.
Thank you so much, Winnie.
Yeah, absolutely, man. So right now we're going to be picking the brains of experts, and you know, we should definitely take their word for it. We have Phefimbo Shapumba, who is a senior social worker with the One Economy Foundation, and also Dr. Mberida from the Dr. Mberida Private Practice on the line right now.
Good morning, Osi Phefimbo.
Good morning.
How's the morning?
It's fine. It's only that we are in that season where you kind of say, may the best immune system win, and mine didn't win this time.
Didn't win this time. I'm sorry, man.
So sorry about that, Phefimbo. But Dr. Mberida.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Doctor. How's the morning?
Very well.
So,
all right, fantastic.
How are you guys?
No, we're good.
Doctor, I'm going to start with you first. We are having an incredible debate here. We are fighting. It's a clash of parenting styles here. Some of us are saying there's nothing wrong with getting dressed in front of your kids. Others are saying,
How dare you?
That's inappropriate. What type of family structure are you having? Dr. Mberida, let me delve into you first. Where do you stand with this?
So for me as a clinician, there are two things. There is the child rearing style, as long as it does not cause any psychological damage to the child. If the parents have a preference for not dressing in front of their kids, that's perfectly fine because it's really up to the parent, right? But that same parent can therefore not argue that it is wrong if other people are doing that, unless we are in agreement that there is psychological damage or psychological effects as a result of whether parents are naked in front of their children or not. So for me, clinically, there are, at least I read a few studies, there is no evidence that parents who are naked in front of their kids would psychological harm to their children. There's no evidence for that. And especially being nude was done earlier on, like at the beginning when the child was born, etc. And that is the norm in that household. So if another parent chooses to do it differently, then that's perfectly fine. It's only harmful to children if it's sexualized, if it's done in a sexualized manner. But if it's in a sexualized manner, then it's not so. But there would be boundaries for every household. And then when people are raising their kids to nudity in the family, they have to at least clarify to the children that this is a norm in our home, but we don't transfer this to other people's homes. We don't walk around naked when we visit other people or expect that to happen in other people's homes. So, but here's the thing. For parents who, for example, would be more prone to, you're not supposed to be seen naked, but then who would body shame kids for clothes? Like, for example, teaching them you're too fat, you're too skinny. Or parents, for example, who would be so prone to, you shouldn't be seen naked, but then would expose their child who is under 18 to more hours of watching devices and watching TV. That's more harmful than a child being naked and seeing parents naked.
Okay. So thank you, Dr. Pefimbo. If you can maybe just jump in here, hey, because I think also one of the things that we are picking up from our listeners this morning is just that it's not necessarily a problem in terms of, just to maybe align with what Dr. Mbedide is saying, that it's not necessarily a problem unless it's sexualized or whatever it is. But if it's normalized in the house, it could also be a problem outside of the house. What do you think about that?
I think Dr. Mbedide quite said a lot of important information. And I think to add on that, I would say it's also quite crucial as parents to teach our children when it comes to their private space. And also sometimes also we have to also observe, are they comfortable with it, for example, because at a certain age, children are also curious, or children are also kind of seeking for their own private space, right? So maybe it can be okay when a child is under, let me say, 4 or 5, but then from 5 upwards, the children are also like, you must observe, are they okay if I'm undressing in front of them?
Yeah.
Do they kind of try to close their eyes? And we must respect that as well. And also, I feel like we also should look at, when it comes to gender, if it's mother to daughter or father to son, I think we might also do it a bit earlier than that, to say, no, as a father, maybe if my child is already 3, 4, then I must try to not be undressing too much in front of them, and maybe give the kind of just to also start teaching them the body parts. They must know what is what, you know, this is my eyes, this is my buttock, this is my, you know, just different body parts. And the importance of that is actually for, is because we, like doctor said, if it's not sexualized, and we have in houses, for example, where there is children being sexually abused, but also we have outside, it can be in other family houses, because sometimes we send our children to other family houses to visit, or sometimes it's people coming to our own houses, right? So them knowing their body parts and them knowing their private space, that helps a lot to know when to report it, for example, what to say to their parents. So I think that there's really quite a fine line between it's okay and it's not okay, type of thing. So yeah, that's what I wanted to add.
Thank you so much, Pefimbo. So right now, Dr. Mbedide, according to some of the studies that you've read, number one, scientifically, there is no evidence that it may psychologically damage a child. That's one. But number two, Pefimbo, we are saying, look, but at the same time, we need to be sensitive in terms of the gender roles. Father to daughter, maybe not. Mother to son, maybe not.
Yeah.
And if it is the same gender, perhaps we look at a bit of an earlier age. Would you agree with this assessment, Dr. Mbedide?
So not necessarily. All children are curious at a certain age. Kids start asking questions from age 3, right? So whether it's a daughter asking her father, whether it's a daughter asking her father, what is that? The level of comfort of the father, or the discomfort or awkwardness, is going to send a message to the child. So it's the attitude of the parent rather than the child's curiosity. So it, to your child, it doesn't really make a difference whether it's mom versus daughter and son versus son. Those things are neutral to children, right? A panty and or underwear has totally different meaning to adults than it has to a child. So it doesn't really matter, but I think it's, We kids learn through modeling, kids learn through imitation, kids learn through observing. So if you're awkward, then you're unconsciously sending a message to a child. That's one thing. But what I agree with is the child should be the guide to the level of comfort or discomfort they feel around this. But if it's discussed in a manner where it's not seen as good and bad, but just something that needs to be learned or to be discussed, then it would still not have any difference whether it's across the gender or same sex.
All right. Dr. Pereira, from Dr. Pereira Private Practice, thank you so much. We appreciate you. You know by now that you're a friend of Fresh Breakfast. Befimbo, thank you so much for your time as well. Please get well with the flu. We are going to continue with this conversation, perhaps on an extended platform. But and the conversation does continue on our socials, isn't it, Shaquan?
Yes, yes, it does.
So thank you so much. I think you both of you have given us scientific things to think about and also just social things to think about.
Absolutely.
And this conversation will continue after 8. Thank you so much. Have a fantastic day.
Thank you. Have a lovely day.
Bye-bye. This is a song for December. Whenever, wherever.